A recent survey conducted by CAFA of Chinese Americans in Chapel Hill and the surrounding community shows that more than 92% are concerned about the safety of themselves and their family. To address this overwhelming concern, this past weekend, more than 150 community members participated in an online discussion to shed light on discrimination against Asian Americans in the Chapel Hill area and to discuss the need for increased cooperation with law enforcement. One of the guest speakers at the webinar, FBI Charlotte Special Agent Robert Wells, said addressing hate crimes and racial discrimination takes a collective community approach for a collective community problem.
You know, it's not only an attack on a specific person or victim, it also threatens and intimidates the entire community. So everybody suffers from that. You know, whether it's the Asian Americans or African Americans, it's an attack on the entire community when there's an attack on one person.
The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism found that while overall hate crime has decreased in the past year, hate crimes against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community have increased by nearly 150%. The nonprofit social organization Stop AAPI Hate received reports of nearly 3,800 hateful incidents during the first year of the pandemic. Well said, law enforcement needs to hear from the community to investigate these events. However, 89% of CAFA survey respondents said they would not or do not feel comfortable reporting incidents of hate crimes. Well said, that is a major concern.
So really what I would say from the FBI perspective, when you talk about what can you do to protect yourself, there's obviously a variety of things. I think the self-defense that you talked about is very, very important. But I think the biggest key from my perspective is the communication and collaboration within your community and with law enforcement.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, another speaker at the webinar, said the town of Chapel Hill has had no reported hate crimes against Asian Americans since the start of the pandemic.
And on the one hand, I might say that's an impressive metric and one of which we should be proud. I also cannot imagine for a second that there haven't been incidents of intimidation and inappropriate conduct that have simply not been reported to us. In fact, I'm convinced of that. I'd put $20 on it right now.
Blue said he is concerned about the percentage of the Asian American community that do not feel comfortable reporting incidents. He said more communication is needed between the community and law enforcement to build trust and to bring perpetrators to justice.
We take these incidents very, very seriously, and whether or not we're able to come to a successful conclusion in an investigation to us in no way should deter you from making those calls that are essential if we're to gather good data, if we're to know where incidents are happening, if we are to know where our outreach is most needed. We have to hear from the communities we serve.
Over the course of the pandemic, Blue said he has heard of several incidents that have targeted Asian American community members with stigmatizing language. A recent study of Twitter data found a dramatic increase in the use of the hashtag Chinese virus, along with anti-Asian rhetoric in the days after former President Donald Trump first tweeted it. The study suggests that the former president's inflammatory speech around the coronavirus helped spark anti-Asian Twitter content and subsequently perpetuated racist attitudes and discrimination. CAFA survey results show that these attitudes have permeated into the Chapel Hill community. 86% of respondents said they have experienced an increased level of anxiety since the COVID-19 pandemic began, stemming from this targeted language.
We're awfully proud of how progressive we are in our Chapel Hill community. Yet when we hear those kinds of things that are happening, even in our community, we realize we've got a long way to go.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.